The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
After Jesus had been born at Bethlehem in Judea during the reign of King Herod, some wise men came to Jerusalem from the east. "Where is the infant king of the Jews?" they asked. "We saw his star as it rose and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was perturbed, and so was the whole of Jerusalem. He called together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people and inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. "At Bethlehem in Judea," they told him, "for this is what the prophet wrote, 'And you, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, you are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for out of you will come a leader who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men to see him privately. He asked them the exact date on which the star had appeared and sent them on to Bethlehem. "Go and find out all about the child," he said. "And when you have found him, let me know, so I too may go and do him homage." Having listened to what the king had to say, they set out. And there in front of them was the star they'd seen rising. It went forward and halted over the place where the child was. The sight of the star filled them with delight. And going into the house, they saw the child with his mother, Mary. And falling to their knees, they did him homage. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts of gold and frankincense and myrrh. But they were warned in a dream not to go back to Herod and return to their own country by a different way. Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Epiphany, a celebration of faith. And the feast, in a way, celebrates how the divinity of Jesus was manifested in a very special way in this story. And then what we get on Sunday, the baptism by John. And the following week, the wedding feast at Cana. Because the Magnificat antiphon on the office tonight is those three things. Three things mark this day: the visit of the Magi, the baptism of the Lord, the wedding feast at Cana, because in all of these, Jesus revealed his glory. In the story tonight, there are three groups of people in a way: Herod and the political sect in Jerusalem, the scribes, priests, and religious leaders, and the Magi, the wise men, who came from the east. Take the wise men to stand for the believer and a searching in faith. They represent, in a way, all people who make an honest search for the truths of life. See Herod as the unbeliever. The wise men observe the star, let themselves be led forward to where it stopped, as it says, over Bethlehem, where the young child was. And their travels, in a way, but an expression of that inner journey they were making, leading them to faith and adoration that every Christian, every believer has to make, and actually we go on making. And the gifts they offered, symbolic. Important thing about the word symbolic is that it comes from a Greek word, and it's for the movement of things together towards unification. Very important, because you see, this is bringing people, nations, these visitors from afar, pagans, Gentiles, movement of things coming together, unification. And the opposite of symbolic is diabolic, literally a tearing apart of things apart. Herod, the unbeliever in the story, no signs could move him to journey towards that house of faith in Bethlehem. He remained where he was. And so did, so far as we know, the scribes, the priests, and the religious leaders. They told him where, but so far as we know, they didn't go. They stayed where they were. But this great King Herod, deeply upset by the news, and it says, so was the whole of Jerusalem, because they were the power people, the political people, whose only religion in a way was their own advancement. But of course, any tyrant is desperately insecure, and Herod is threatened by a tiny infant. But tyrants throughout history, from pharaohs to Herod, from Cromwell to Hitler, from Stalin to present day, tyrants in many countries that we can think of, that we hear because almost daily on our news, different things happening. Think nothing of huge massacres in the interests of their own survival. Herod shaking at the idea of a child who might succeed him, usurp his dynasty, plans to protect his interests and see off this newcomer as he orders the murder of all the children or the little boys in Bethlehem. And of course, what we know in history from Herod was that he'd murdered many suspected adversaries, even family members. Herod power crazy and paranoid. But do we not see that sometimes in leaders in different parts of the world? And so that question, when Herod is he interested in paying homage to the king? Not on your life. You know any too well he wasn't. And it shows how selfishness and self-centeredness and that whole thing takes over life. And so they become blind to the light of God that comes to us. And you see, that's the absolute opposite of that symbolic. And that's why the cross, as I'm always reminded you, is that simple. Because Jesus comes to cross that selfishness, that I am. And that's what Herod couldn't bear. And see, in a way, the diabolical mind cannot let go of control or embrace love or bow in homage. It separates, tears asunder, tears the child from its mother's breast, kills. And to kill is the ultimate diabolical act. And you see, we think one of the tragic things today is some of our teenagers killing other teenagers. A diabolical act that shows them no love or concern or care. And it's always interesting to reflect. That's why I printed it for you. When I'd prepared this, I looked at what the Sunday message was for Epiphany, and there you have patriotism and nationalism. And after Mass this morning, and somebody after last night said they were very interested that I'd taken this time, because I suppose I've preached on Epiphany about 53 times over the years, 53 years anyway, starting 53 years ago, and never picked up on Herod and never picked up that symbolic and the diabolic coming together on this night. But I think the sheer sort of being here tonight, so few of us, I was only thinking, Father David will bear me out on this one, when we first ever hear the Lord Gloria in Lourdes, there's usually about 25,000 people singing it. We can still sing it, the few of us that are here. But what a different world it is for us tonight when you think of maybe years ago when we did be packed and it would have been in Hale and St. Ives, and now we're in a different world. So much going on. But you see, in the midst of all that, we still come to celebrate as people of faith, because the believer's faith, those Gentile wise men, stands in contrast to the cunning and the cynical cunning of Herod. And that's whether there's a few of us, even where two or three are gathered in his name, the Lord is quite there with us. And that's why our act of faith in a few moments involves our whole being in a way, and the journey through life. And that journey through life, following in the footprints of the one who made them. Oh, let me see thy footmarks, and in them plant mine own. So Matthew's story. It's an invitation to journey with the flickering light of the rising star, the wisdom of the scripture, and enter into the house of faith, falling as they did in adoration. Venite adoremus. Come, let us adore him.